This will be a sequence of 14 talks on Shakespeare's 7 major tragedies: Romeo and Juliet, Julius Caesar, Hamlet, Othello, King Lear, Macbeth, and Antony and Cleopatra. My prime purpose in these 14 talks is to emphasize Shakespeare's unrivaled greatness in creating utterly persuasive human beings, people whom we all feel somehow existed in nature, even though Shakespeare brings them into being. We find that so astonishing that it is almost difficult to give it credence. Therefore, though I am dealing with 7 very complex structures, 2 of them in particular, Hamlet and King Lear, may well be the most complex literary works ever created, and they may well call for both such astonishing intellectual apprehension in relation to them and overwhelming need for an emotional response to such shattering intensity of human suffering. Nevertheless, I wish, even with Hamlet and Lear, as with all the other of the 7 major tragedies that I will discuss, I want to focus on human beings, and in each case on the major personalities, the major characters of each drama. Thus, with Romeo and Juliet, most certainly with Juliet. With Julius Caesar, one needs to spend almost equal time on Brutus and on Julius Caesar, because there is a hidden relationship between the two that I think is at the heart of the play. With such extraordinary figures as Hamlet, as Othello and his nemesis Iago, with King Lear, with the overwhelming intensity of Macbeth and Lady Macbeth, and with the extraordinary personalities of Antony and Cleopatra, one is dealing with mixtures of good and evil, not figures of absolute virtue like Juliet. And that is where I think both the difficulty and the power of Shakespeare most deeply reside. I think for me, Shakespeare's greatest distinction, aside from what I have elsewhere called his invention of the human, that is to say, so representing human personality as to affect all of our personalities, the most remarkable of all Shakespeare's achievements is that he is the only dramatist